Well, NatWest Cricket Force is an ECB volunteering initiative aimed at rejuvenating cricket facilities throughout England and Wales. And one of our most successful England skippers ever, Michael Vaughan, is an ambassador for NatWest Cricket Force and joins me on the line. Hi there, Michael.
Good morning.
This is a superb initiative, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's been getting bigger every year, and it's not just about getting the cricket clubs ready for the season. It really is trying to get the community together and get some volunteers down to the club to spruce up, you know, the side screens, the pavilions, and get the cricket club ready for, you know, what is always an exciting part of the season, the beginning. And it is a real, like, a plea to people around their community clubs and their local villages to, you know, volunteer their time. You know, we need as many volunteers as possible to get down and, you know, help out with the cricket club, whether it's at that weekend or throughout the whole summer with coaching, scoring, umpiring. You know, the game of cricket really does rely on volunteers, so the more people that we can get involved, the better for the game.
And as you said, it's not just about cricket, it's all about bringing the community together, and we don't actually see that often in this country, so it's a really good programme.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, I've been involved in cricket clubs where, you know, the cricket club has been the core of the community in terms of socialising and meeting new people and creating a buzz around the club. And, you know, we hope that's going to be the case around the whole country, a lot of these smaller clubs in particular, because they're the ones that need, you know, the more help. They haven't got that much financial clout behind them, and, you know, volunteering and people volunteering their time, their skills as well. You know, if a pavilion needs to be renovated, you know, a local builder could just donate his time for a day to hopefully put that together. And that's what we're asking for all the volunteers of the UK, to get involved with the local clubs to make sure that we're giving the next generation of players the best opportunity and the most enjoyable opportunity. When you're playing in good circumstances and, you know, with good facilities and good conditions, you're going to bring on better players. So that's what we're heading for.
Indeed, and I'm sure there's lots of cricket clubs across the country which are very well run and have got great facilities. There must be a lot out there which are in dire need of a makeover. What sort of things would people be expected to do when they actually arrive at the club?
Well, I just think when you volunteer your time, you know, is one thing is great. You know, we all need a coach. We all need an umpire. We need a scorer. We need, you know, a lot of the girls to make the tees on a Saturday afternoon. That's great. But I think actually volunteering your skill is equally as important. So a local builder or a joiner could quite easily put together a bench or a new part of the pavilion, could even potentially make some new side screen, which is so important for the game as well. And that's what I'm asking, not just the time that the people volunteer, but the actual skill elements of people in the local community, just donating that. And as I said, if we get as many and new people involved as possible, you're going to start creating some really good facilities for the next generation to play in. NatWest for many, many years have been doing a wonderful job with cricket, not just in terms of the sponsorship towards, you know, the major trophies, the NatWest Trophy, what you see the England One Day team play for now, going back many, many years to the 60-over NatWest Trophy that the counties played for. They realise that they want to try and leave the game in a good health, and by doing the fundraiser weekend and by doing all these other aspects in terms of, you know, trying to get as many volunteers to local cricket clubs as possible, they know that, you know, they're leaving the game in good health. And that's what I think it's all about, is trying to create a legacy.
How do clubs or indeed individuals register for this?
Go online, go on the website, natwest.com/cricket, and all the details will be there for clubs. We had many clubs last year, and we no doubt will hopefully increase that this year. But as I said, it's just a plea really for people to get involved and to volunteer their time.
And you must enjoy it, giving something back to the game after such a great career.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I like to see local cricket clubs. I came from one in Sheffield. It wasn't that small because we had county cricket there as well in the times I was playing there. But I know how important the actual aspect of volunteering your time is, because I had coaches who were giving up their time. I had, you know, my mum and, you know, some of the other mums making the teas on a Saturday. And we had granddad scoring, and, you know, we had all sorts of aspects of family people coming and helping out with the coaching, just the everyday running of a cricket club, which is so vital to a local community. So, you know, I know how important, and I know how many talented young players there are in this country and how much people are doing in terms of trying to generate a buzz around cricket. England are the best team in the world at the minute, you know, and we have some great role models in the likes of Stuart Broad, Graham Swan, Andrew Strauss, and hopefully the next generation will be looking at them going, you know, I can aspire to be them. But they need good facilities, so we need people to help out.
Tell us about the NatWest Biggest Little Cricket Club initiative.
Well, it is what the title says. It's, You know, we're trying to create a buzz around, you know, a local small team becoming the biggest small team by doing what they can and basically selling their club to us to be worthy of a visit from me on April the 1st. You know, we really want as many clubs as possible to apply to become the biggest little club. And I think throughout the whole summer there's going to be some different things where they'll have a chance of potentially me arriving at their clubs to play a game of cricket with some England legends. So there's a great opportunity for clubs, and again, NatWest are being the market leaders in terms of driving the next generation and also leaving a legacy on the game. So it's a great opportunity to all the small clubs in the country, or should I say the biggest small club.
And I think Brodie's involved as well, isn't he?
Yeah, Brodie's been down to his local club in Leicester where he started, you know, and that's great. And you need that. You need the England players of the present team to, you know, to be involved and to get behind these kind of projects, because all the kids that are playing the game, they watch the television and they see the likes of Stuart Broad, Jimmy Anderson, Monty Panesar, Graham Swan, they see them playing it and they want to be them. So it's great that they actually get to meet them in the flesh.